This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Ukrainian officials say Russia has unleashed a massive missile barrage on cities across the country in the first such attack in 3 weeks. Thursday's early morning attack targeted energy infrastructure facilities, while officials say residential buildings were also hit, but did not immediately say if there were casualties. Air raid sirens wailed for hours, and defense systems were activated in multiple regions of the country. The mayor of Kyiv reported emergency services were responding to explosions in one district of the capital. The governor of Kharkiv said 15 missiles struck the region, including residential buildings. Residential buildings were also hit in Odessa. Meanwhile, Ukraine's ambassador to Britain has dismissed media reports that a pro-Ukrainian group was involved in blowing up the Nord Stream gas pipelines in the Baltic Sea last year. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
Vadim Pristaiko tells Sky News his government had nothing to do with the sabotage of the Nord Stream gas pipeline.
It's a bit premature to discuss things like what would happen if. We believe that nothing, there is no now our involvement there. I'm not just talking about technically how difficult it is to do it. I'm just telling that's totally against our own interest.
Meanwhile, Defense Minister Oleksiy Reznikov has also rejected suggestions that the attack could have been ordered by Kyiv, telling reporters in Stockholm, it's like a compliment for our special forces, but this is not our activity. German news outlets, citing multiple unnamed officials, is reporting five men and a woman used a yacht hired by a Ukrainian-owned company in Poland to carry out the attack. I'm Charles de la Desma.
The U.S. State Department on Wednesday gave out its International Women of Courage Awards. In addition to 11 individuals honored at the White House ceremony, the State Department announced a new group award named after former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright. This is VOA News. U.S. First Lady Jill Biden said the award highlights both the struggles women around the world are facing as well as the victories they have achieved.
Girls everywhere need to know that there are women fighting for them and winning, opening doors, transforming schools and communities and governments, building a better world for all of us.
Biden also said the world needs more men who are willing to listen and act in the global fight for gender equality. The award was given in the wake of the death of Mahsa Amini, the young woman who was detained by Iran's morality police for improperly wearing her hijab. A prayer service was held Wednesday in the U.S. southeastern state of South Carolina for the four victims taken captive by a Mexican drug cartel last week after they crossed the border. Two of the victims were killed after they were caught amid fighting between rival cartel groups in the city of Matamoros, while two others were wounded. Bernard McIntosh, a leader in the small community of Lake City, where the victims were from, told participants at a prayer service covered by local television station WPDE the tragedy has had a profound effect on the residents.
Tragedy has struck in many different ways in our community. Who would have thought that all of this that recently took place would involve people from Lake City? Lake City.
A fifth companion told the Associated Press she contacted police in Texas after her friends crossed the border Friday to drop off one of their companions who was planning to get cosmetic surgery. Cheryl Orange stayed behind at a motel in Brownsville and said she grew concerned as the hours passed and she did not hear from the others. Crypto-focused bank Silvergate Capital said on Wednesday it planned to wind down operations and voluntarily liquidate after it was hit with losses following the dramatic collapse of crypto exchange FTX. Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang has the story.
One of the main banks lending to the crypto industry says it is shutting down and liquidating. On Wednesday, Silvergate Capital cited recent industry and regulatory developments for winding down after having served the crypto industry for a decade. Silvergate now finds itself the latest victim of the so-called crypto winter. Jitters in the digital asset industry after the implosion of one of the company's major customers, the exchange FTX, in November. The company said in a statement it would repay depositors as part of its liquidation plan. Silvergate is based in California and served high-profile firms like Coinbase and Galaxy Digital. But the collapse of FTX, its sister firm Alameda Research, and arrest of their founder Sam Bankman-Fried for fraud and other crimes caused a run on deposits at Silvergate. One of the main banks.